Every hump day, we chat to our love doctor. Her name is Kim Kalusek. She's a trained psychologist here in the Upper Hunter. And you can catch up with her at Fair Home Doctor's Surgery in Singleton or Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook. Now get your juicy love and relationship questions in at our question box at 98.1 PowerFM on Instagram. Sammy, what's our first anonymous question?
Our first question is, I've been dating my partner for a couple months now, staying over, and it's getting a little bit too intense. I really like her. How do I cool things off a bit? And that is from Too Hot to Handle.
Kim, what do you reckon?
So I'm really curious, what is intense? What's too intense? I know, it's really interesting, isn't it? Is she naming your firstborn child? Bridal birthday? Is she calling your parents mum and dad?
That's where my mind went first.
Yeah, so, you know, is she boiling your bunny in the kitchen, you know, like doing your fatal attraction? But what's she doing that's intense is what I'm kind of wondering. Look, so in all seriousness, you know, we often kid ourselves in relationships. So what I'm trying to say is maybe he needs to look at his actions. It sounds like maybe he's sending some signals out that are intense vibes. You know, is the amount of time that he's spending with her and that his actions actually, you know, leading her on and creating some of that. And maybe he needs to review what he's doing if he's sending out intense vibes. And actually sit down and have a talk to her. You know, he may be really misleading her, but he also may be misleading himself. So, I think a bit of self-review would be good.
Self-awareness.
All right. I really hope that our next listener's partner is listening to this. Also anonymous, as all our questions are. Can we talk about engagement rings for a second? I'm expecting my partner to propose this year, but I don't think he'll get the style ring I want. How do I tell him without being presumptuous or rude? That's from Put a Ring on It.
Well, look, haven't we had this before? We've actually had some poor girl that got the ugliest ring on the planet. So, you know, we don't want this happening constantly. Look, if you're thinking of getting married, hopefully there's good communication in the relationship. And if there's not, well, then you really need to get some couples counselling going straight away.
Before the engagement.
Can I tell you how my girlfriend Charlie did it?
Yeah. Told you what she wanted,
yeah,
the ring.
So she sent a photo to her best friend, who I'm friends with, and said, and her best friend said to me, you know, Charlie and I have talked about this for years. This is a little reference that we're thinking. So
someone else is doing her dirty work.
Yes.
That's clever.
So she goes, Charlie doesn't know about this, but this is a reference that she liked.
I think Charlie does know about that. She orchestrated that one, Sam. Basically, there's nothing wrong with looking at jewellery catalogues and pointing out the style of ring you like to the partner. There's nothing wrong with walking past a jewellery shop and going, oh, you know, that one's nice. You know, if we're talking a long-term committed relationship, why is it presumptuous or rude to go, that's the ring I like? So, you know, I would be just going, look, this is what I like, dropping lots of hints. Make sure you don't pick out the $100,000 ring or you might run to the shelves. Showing lots of things across the price span, but you know, at the end of the day, we should be open about this stuff. No one wants an ugly ring they've got to ring, you know, wear for 5 decades. So, you know, tell him basically.
You don't need someone to do your dirty work. You can just tell them yourself.
Yeah.
Her name is Kim Kalusek. She is our love doctor. You can always submit your questions at our Instagram, 98.1 PowerFM. We'll catch up with her yourself at Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook or Fair Home Doctor Surgery in Singleton. Thank you so much, as always, Kim.
Thank you, Diana. Thank you, Sam.